Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and joining me for the final time this week is the comedian Sarah Keyworth. We've learned so much about Sarah, her allergenic nature to avocados, her love for crumpets and video games. She loves a drink in the sun. And she also likes to visit the Dordogne in the south of France. Aren't you fancy, Sarah? Whose house are you staying at?
Not as fancy as it sounds. I used to go as a kid, and we'd camp in my parents' friend's back garden.
Oh,
yeah,
no, that's lovely.
Very fancy.
So, for your final quiz, you've chosen Taylor Swift songs as your specialist subject. Okay, so this is all about you and what you like. So let's do this. Question number one: the song "We're Never Ever Ever Getting Back Together" was written about which famous ex-boyfriend? She's had a few.
She has. Yeah, which we, you know, completely respect.
Oh, absolutely. They're all fit.
I think that particular one was Harry Styles, was it not?
Oof, it was Jake Gyllenhaal. But hey, yeah, I'm sure Harry will come up. Question number two. The song "I Knew You Were Trouble." Oh, this is the truth. "I knew you were trouble and you were dead." I forgot about that song. Was written about which famous ex-boyfriend?
I feel like that one was Harry Styles.
It absolutely was.
Yes,
of course it was.
Now we're cooking with gas.
I'm just going to say Harry Styles for every single answer.
You just Question number three. Taylor Swift has only had one UK number one hit single. What was it? Really?
One UK number one hit single.
I don't remember this song.
You don't remember it? Is it Love Story? No, hold on, don't, because you know, you'll know Love Story, so behave yourself. don't take that as my answer. I just remember that being played all over the place.
Yeah, God. That's when she sort of came out in this country.
Yeah. Okay, so she had a number one. Okay, so hold on, stay with me. Stay with me like you're going anywhere. Was it Blank Space?
It wasn't. I can't believe after all that. The correct answer is Look What You Made Me Do.
Was that UK number one? Are you joking?
Is that actually went to number one? I've never heard of it. It's the truth.
You have.
I think all of them go to number two and they stay there for weeks, and her albums go to number one. But weirdly, she hasn't had that many number one singles.
Do you know what? It's an absolute travesty that is her own.
What you mean is you're well annoyed about this.
I'm absolutely fuming.
All right. Okay, question number four. In the video for Taylor Swift's single Bad Blood, she portrayed a superhero called Catastrophe. Which other pop star played her arch nemesis, Arsyn? Spelled A-R-S-Y-N.
That was Selena Gomez. That one, that right there.
Correct. The answer is Selena Gomez. Question number five. In what year did Kanye West crash the stage at the MTV Awards to interrupt Taylor's acceptance speech? Oh, this was so awful.
Yeah, it was awful. Do you know what? I'm going to do some maths now because I know how old she's 31 now.
Oh, shit.
And she was 17 when that happened.
No!
Yeah, she was 17. Can you believe it?
And she just won that big award and he came on and ruined it for her.
I'm going to say 2006.
Okay. It is incorrect. Is it 2005? It's incorrect. It was 2009, but it's only because she was actually 19, not 17, when the incident occurred. And it felt hard to hear you say it because you were so pleased, but I thought I'd let you get there.
Was she 19?
19. Still appalling. Very young.
Very bad.
Yes, Kanye came on the stage. Told her Beyonce should have won it. Not fun for anybody at any age, really.
No, not really.
But you tried and you got close, but it was actually 2009. Let's move on. You're still a Taylor Swift fan.
I don't even know if
my
maths was correct then, was it?
I don't think so.
Still a fan. They're not going to take my badge off me.
Well, no, according to a fan poll, these are your people from USA Today, the number one Taylor Swift lyric is, "You call me up again just to break me like a promise. So casually cruel in the name of being honest." The question is, what song is that from?
That song is called All Too Well.
Wow, that's not even a single, is it?
No, it's a very good song though.
Sounds pretty heartbreaking. Correct answer is All Too Well. Number 7, Eyes Open was a 2012 single written and released for which film series?
She did songs for The Hunger Games, but I just don't... Oh, there's part of me that feels like it wasn't called Eyes Open. But that's the only film I can think that she did songs for. And that's a series, isn't it? So let's go with The Hunger Games.
Correct!
Is it? Oh, God.
Absolutely correct. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. 4 points. Let's go. Question number 8. Which album has the Taylor Swift song Last Kiss? Do you know the song?
Yeah, I do. Sorry, didn't mean to. That was quite stern.
No,
wasn't
I love it. I love that you're like, yes, I know everything about Taylor Swift.
Do you know what? I've got a real vivid memory of listening to it in the co-op near my parents' house.
Okay.
I don't know why. I had it on headphones. Well, I wasn't just playing it out the phone like a weirdo.
What album was that, Sarah? What album was that?
Do you know what? I'm going to go with Speak Now.
Correct. Speak Now is exactly what we were looking for.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Question number 9. Now, I can only apologise for this question. Can you recite, word for word, the rap verse from her single Shake It Off? You can't you?
My ex-man.
Oh, okay. You don't need me.
Hold on. My ex-man. I don't know if it's. Are you laughing?
Do you need a beat? I was going to give you a beat.
Oh no. I can't remember if it's brought his or has it. But I think it's my ex-man brought his new girlfriend.
Yep.
She's like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to shake until the fella over there with the hella good hair.
Come on, take the chorus.
He's like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to shake it to the fella over there with the hella good hair. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Lord. It's so close. It's one line.
I'm just going to shake.
That's it. But there's just a little in the middle, but I don't care because you did so beautifully. It's, won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, 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 shake. Shake it out.
Whoa. Do you know what?
You got me shacking to Taylor Swift. You can have
great.
A
great. Thank you.
Okay, final few questions in your final quiz of the week. How are you feeling? Knackered?
I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I haven't seen my friends for days. I mean, I haven't seen my friends for months, actually. That's nothing to do with you.
That's another thing. All right, well, let's get these last few questions. Question number 10. For 1 point, Sarah Keyworth, can you name any band or artist to feature on a song from Taylor's latest album, Evermore?
Haim.
Hasn't she gone cool? Haim is correct.
Very cool.
She's also on this album with The National and Bon Iver. All right, Taylor. Question number 11. Cool. You may or may not know, but Taylor released a Christmas EP. Okay, Sarah? It was called the Taylor Swift Holiday Collection EP. It featured covers and original songs. Can you name two of them for 2 points? Did you own this?
No, I didn't own it. Was that recently?
This was time ago. This was like 2007 she did this. She's a baby.
Really? Okay, so they're going to be embarrassing songs.
Innocent Middle America ditties.
She would have done sad songs. I don't actually know, and I don't have any knowledge of this. So I'm just going to go with like... Did she do like Last Christmas? I bet she did Last Christmas.
Of course she did, Sarah. It's on my list. Last Christmas.
Oh God, that's so bleak. I'm going to Google it immediately after this.
That was so bleak. I'm going to download that right now.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm going to blast that out as soon as I get off this.
And what about one more Christmassy tune that Taylor gave
us? Okay. And did you? So you said if I was a horrible producer,
yeah.
What would I ask her to do?
Yeah.
Maybe like, but Baby, It's Cold Outside, or like that's not my answer. But then she'd need someone else, wouldn't she? She couldn't do it on her own.
Good point. Very well thought through.
Or like Santa Baby or something. Oh,
correct!
No,
of course. Was it correct? Of course.
Oh, no.
Of course made that poor kid sing Santa
Baby. Do Santa Baby. Crikey.
So, yeah, she did it. She played ball. She knows what's up. There you go. She also did Silent Night, which might have been nice. Christmas Is When You Were Mine. Christmas Must Be Something More. And then just to top it off, she did a little cover of White Christmas. This is your final question in your Taylor Swift specialist request. Let's go for it. Question number 12. Finally, Sarah, we've come to the end of the week. For 3 points, can you name 3 Taylor Swift singles that have a number in their title?
It's 15, one of them.
Correct. Puts you on 10 points. I think you can get all 3. I think you can get the next 2.
Oh my Lord, why can't I think of any Taylor Swift songs right now?
What? Where's Sarah Keyworth gone?
Where am I? Oh, I'm an idiot.
Are you with me? Are you back? Is Keyworth back?
Of course. 22.
22 is correct. 2013. Can you give me the final Taylor Swift song with a number in the title to cap off your week and to cap off your Taylor Swift specialist subject day?
Oh my Lord, why can't I?
What do we say when we fall in love? Who do we think we've found?
Oh, that's a little tricksy one, isn't it?
Well, it's the end of the week. I
was so fixated on her album, 1989. But it's the one.
It is the one. Released, you know, last year, just now, 2020. Yeah. So we were looking for 15, 22 and the one. And Sarah Keyworth, you got all 3. Well done. Your score for that round is 12 points, your highest of the week.
I'm so relieved because that started off pretty ropey, I have to say.
It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Eric Chana,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy.
Oh, Katie, wait.
What?
I need to explain what we're doing.
We're only doing a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's economics, sport, the space race. It's the story of the post-war world.
Oh, thank goodness someone's finally explaining our life to us.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
Sarah, well done. You really did do great this week. You got 41 for your points across the whole week.
Great. That's good. Is that good? Who knows?
I don't know. It's a rejig of the quiz, so we haven't done it with that many people yet. We'll let you know.
Cool. Yeah, I need to know where I stand.
Yes, I'll let you know. Well, that information will come to you. Was it nice to bask in the world of Taylor Swift for your final day?
It was. I did have a very nice time. I do.
Good.
I can't wait to listen to that weird Christmas EP.
You're welcome for that one.
February Christmas EP.
It's time now to guess your connector clue. What do you think the connection was, Sarah? I will give you some help. We had across the week different answers. Monday, the question was a long-legged freshwater bird related to a stork, and the answer was a heron. Tuesday, a UK brand of food products that began with a beef stock cube. The correct answer, can you tell me now?
Oxo, absolutely.
Correct.
Is it Oxo?
Yeah. Ooh. You need to trust your gut more, lady.
I do. I'm going to grow in confidence. This is a real good learning experience.
On Wednesday, we asked a UK TV sports network that launched in 2013. The correct answer was BT. And then yesterday, Thursday, a northern coastal town that is the end destination of the M55 motorway. Correct answer is Blackpool. So what are the connections between the answers? Heron, Oxo, BT and Blackpool.
They all got towers.
That's it. Well done. That is it. They are all towers. Thank you, Sarah, and I hope you guys got that at home. They were all towers. That was Quiz Chat Repeat for another week. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new guest and 5 new quizzes for you. Plus, if you're not up to date, you can spend your entire weekend catching up on Quiz Chat Repeat. I dare you to get immersed in our world.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.